You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
May the 7th will see elections take place around the UK. Now, in Wales, it will be for the Senedd. Now, if you are blind or partially sighted, what will be in place to help you? How do you register? What help and support will be there? Do you need ID? There's lots of questions. We are joined by Liz from RNIB Cymru, and Ella is here from the Electoral Commission as well. Ella, a really busy time for you guys, and I suppose you regularly get questions about, you know, all the things I mentioned there. There's kind of a lot to get through even to prepare yourself before you get to the polling station.
We do, yes. We know that there are lots of changes happening at the Senedd election on the 7th of May. So we've got lots of messaging around what the election will look like, as well as all the usual messaging we have around making sure you're registered to vote, applying for postal and proxy votes, and what support will be available at the polling station on the 7th of May. Just maybe a little recap to start, that the Senedd is, as you said, the Welsh Parliament here in Wales, and the Senedd does have powers to make laws for Wales on a range of areas such as transport, health, housing, education and the economy. Wales has been divided into 16 new constituencies for this election, and each constituency will elect 6 members of the Senedd, making a total of 96 members instead of the 60 the Senedd has now. So to elect these candidates, everyone will get one ballot paper and one vote and will choose either a political party or an independent candidate. The ballot paper will still show a list of candidates for each political party, but it's important to remember that your vote doesn't change the order of that list, and the people at the top of the list are elected first. So, for example, if a political party wins 3 seats, the top 3 people on their list will be elected to those seats. And this voting system is a form of proportional representation, which effectively means that the more votes a party wins, the more seats they will win in the Senedd. But the key thing to remember is you have one ballot paper and one vote to choose a political party or independent candidate to represent your constituency in the Senedd. If you would like to have your say at the election on the 7th of May, you must be first registered to vote, and you must be registered before the deadline, which is midnight on Monday, the 20th of April. So if you have recently moved house or changed your name, or if you've never registered before, it's really important that you update your details. You can register to vote online. It's really quick and easy at gov.uk/register to vote. Or you can also request a paper application form from your local council electoral services team too.
If you can't make it in person, can you still do things like proxy voting?
You can. So if you know you won't be able to make it to the polling station on the 7th of May, you can apply to vote by post, or you can apply for a proxy vote, which means asking someone you trust to vote on your behalf. There are deadlines for applying for postal and proxy votes. So the deadline to apply for a postal vote is 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 21st of April. And the deadline to apply for a proxy vote is 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 28th of April.
In terms of identification, does anything like that have to be provided?
So you don't need to take anything with you to vote at this election, and you won't need to show photo ID to vote. Photo ID was introduced by the last UK government for reserved elections, hasn't introduced photo ID for devolved elections. So you won't need to bring anything with you to when you vote at the polling station on the 7th of May.
For any of our listeners who are blind or partially sighted, there's always concern about assistance at the polling stations. You know, how will they be able to cast their vote secretly, independently as well? What's in place to help people there?
So everyone should be able to access support to vote independently and in secret. So all polling stations will have a large print sample ballot paper and a tactile voting device available for blind and partially sighted voters. People can also use mobile phone apps such as Seeing AI and video magnifiers to vote in the polling booth. If you do know that you'll need different assistance to what will be provided at all polling stations, you can contact your local council to find out what support will be available and to request anything additional that you might need. And we'd really encourage people to get in touch with their local electoral services team as soon as possible before the 7th of May.
Liz, if people would like that support and register and ask for that help, how do they do that? Is it something which RNIB can help with?
We have produced some template letters that are available on our website, so the RNIB Cymru website. People can fill in their details, decide on what type of equipment, what type of device they might want to request, and then send that off to their local electoral service. All of the contact details are either, you know, on the Electoral Commission website or on our website as well. So we would absolutely encourage anyone who needs extra support, such as an audio device to play out the ballot paper for them, to do that. It's worth me mentioning mentioning as well that Cardiff, the Vale of Glamorgan and areas of Bridgend, they have decided to make the RNIB Accord player available to everyone. The Accord player would be at every polling station in those areas. So blind and partially sighted people who want to use the Accord player won't have to request it. Everyone else in other parts of Wales will have to make that request.
If people aren't familiar with that device, Liz, what is the Accord player?
The Accord player is a small USB device. The ballot paper will be an audio file on the USB. The staff can plug that USB in for you. And all you do is you listen to the ballot paper being read out to you. You use that in conjunction with a tactile voting device, and it can enable you to vote independently and in secret because, you know, voting is such a visual exercise. And if someone can't read the ballot paper, it means they might have to ask someone else to read it on their behalf. This just enables them to do it independently. So for those living in Cardiff, the Vale and areas of Bridgend, they will be able to use it without requesting it.
I would also just add that you can take a companion with you to help you at the polling station, or you can also ask a member of polling station staff to help you. Your companion must be over 16, and we do provide guidance and training for all polling station staff, so they should be aware of the accessibility support that they should be providing at the polling station. I'd just like to add that you can also request election communications from the local council in an accessible format. For example, the instructions that come alongside your postal voting pack. But there are some things that the content and format is prescribed in law, for example, the ballot paper and the poll card. So those things can't be provided in a different format, but other communications like instructions and additional information can be requested in an accessible format, for example, in Braille or Easy Read.
For anyone who wants to read all of this information in one place, RNIB Cymru and the Electoral Commission in Wales have developed a guide. It's available on the Electoral Commission's website and our own website too. And it just pulls all of this information together, and it will take you to some links to our template letters, as well as the contact details for the electoral services. You can go to RNIB Cymru Voting and Elections Wales.
You can also find out more information about elections and voting at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter.
And please don't forget to vote. For now, though, thanks to Liz and to Ella for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Dior.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.